Last night, workers in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison knocked on the doors of fellow union members to remind them about the key issues facing the labor movement in the November presidential election. In Madison, more than 50 volunteers gathered at the Labor Temple to collect maps and get a pep talk from AFL-CIO organizer Brian Tanner. His message was, keep it straight and simple and get as many signatures as possible on a petition supporting the Employee Free Choice Act.
Like, it's basically short and sweet out there. Again, if they ask a whole bunch of questions as to what it does or doesn't do, just be like, look, all I know is it would help allow people to join and form unions much easier than currently right now. So again, we're not expecting you to be policy experts in all these different issues out there.
The goal of this week's national labor canvassing effort is to talk to 200,000 union members across the country about Barack Obama's candidacy and his position on labor union issues. Jim Kavanaugh of the South Central Federation of Labor says the fact that GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is married to a member of the United Steelworkers Union is really a non-issue.
She's fortunate to have a husband who has a good union job, but that doesn't mean that she's on our side when it comes to the issues, and clearly she isn't. She's, you know, pretty much lockstep with McCain, which opposes our issues.
Those issues, according to Kavanaugh, are health care reform, labor union organizing rights, and opposition to new foreign trade agreements that threaten union jobs in the U.S. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.